She smiled in mockery. Are you prepared to meet your fate? Then her lightsaber was lit, and she was spinning through the air toward him, striking downward as she fell. The apprentice simultaneously backflipped and blocked her opening blow. Shakti's lightsaber was a jagged blue blur between them. He blocked her as best he could, until he had his balance again. Then he jumped. Over her, he spun and fell down two layers of teeth toward the mouth of the Sarlacc. From there, he jumped up again, angling away from her to avoid giving the Jedi the advantage of height. But she was there ahead of him, driving him back down with a series of blows so rapid he barely caught them all. In desperation, he summoned a bolt of Sith lightning and sent it down into the flesh of the Sarlacc. The beast roared and shook, giving him the opening he needed. Shakti's right foot slipped, forcing her to flip elegantly out of reach of his blade. He leapt after her, swinging as he came. The fight progressed around the Sarlacc center rings, blow and counterblow, accompanied by the roaring of the beast. Down they drove each other, closer and closer to the very lip of the creature's enormous mouth. You can't keep this up forever, he taunted Shakti as they dueled. Neither can you, she said. You are wasting your strength too quickly. The dark side is inexhaustible. Your strength is prodigious, she admitted, but that is your doing. Light, dark, they are just directions. He slashed at her own feet as they spun by overhead and sent one of her ribbons twirling down into the Sarlacc's gaping mouth. She struck three blows that each partially found their mark. The first burned a sizzling line down the apprentice's left shoulder. The second scored diagonally across his chest. The third would have skewered his right eye had he not held her back at the last minute with a desperate telekinetic block that stopped her lightsaber barely a millimeter from his skin. He could feel his eyelashes and eyebrows burning. The right side of his sight was entirely blue. She gasped and staggered backward. Her lightsaber and her eyes came down. A full half meter of red lightsaber emerged from her stomach. Then the rest came free with a hiss. He backed away, shocked by how close he had come to death and how lucky he had been to defeat her. He had raised his lightsaber by reflex. She had, in the desperation of her final assault, practically thrown herself on the blade. Perhaps she had meant for the two of them to defeat each other at the same time. Her weakening fingers let go of the lightsaber, which deactivated with a click as it spun away into the Sarlacc's mouth.
You are Vader's slave, she breathed, but your power is wasted with him. You could be so much more.
He'll never convince me to betray my master. He was shocked that she would try such a weak gambit again. Were these the depths to which the Jedi had sunk?
Poor boy, she winced. The Sith always betray one another, but I'm sure you'll learn that soon enough.
There was pity in her eyes as they rolled up into her head. She went limp and fell back into the mouth of the Sarlacc. The apprentice reached out half-heartedly to catch her body, but was too slow. A second later, he wished that he had tried harder. A huge explosion of force energy threw him bodily off his feet. Shakti had more power within in her than Kazdan Paradis. The Sarlacc went berserk. Its tentacles lashed out at him, and its surface quaked violently, trying to toss him into its waiting maw. Juna was undoubtedly too far away to save him this time. He dodged the tentacles' frenzied lunges as best he could and dived for safety onto the town street. Out of the Sarlacc's reach, he lay face down for a moment on the heaving ground. He was dusty, bleeding, and sore all over, but he was alive. Standing, he loped down the street, favoring his right leg only slightly. His mission was complete. It was time to go home.